A new survey indicates 10% of Canadians, 1 out of 10, report symptoms that are consistent with mental illness.
The National Population Health Survey looked at 6 disorders: major depressive episode, bipolar disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and abuse of or dependence on alcohol, cannabis, or other drugs. Symptoms were cited by 5.4% of Canadians aged 15 and older, with a major depressive episode being the most common problem. About 4.4% of those over 15 met the criteria for a substance abuse disorder in the previous 12 months, with alcohol being the issue there. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
Well, any parent will tell you having a baby can be exhausting. New research out of the UK shows just how tiring it is. It's quantifying it. So if you get out the calculator, turns out parents average just 5 hours of sleep a night on the first year of a child's life. Right now, you can hear many people laughing that they get 5 hours of sleep a night. But if you use that as the average, that adds up to a sleep loss of more than 20 hours a week. And that in total is 44 days in the first year of the little one's life. Whitby, the latest community in the GTA to consider a ban on smoking in public parks and other outdoor public spaces. Residents can weigh in during a two-hour public information session tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock in council chambers. There's also a smoke-free outdoor public places survey that's on the website, www.whitby.ca. Peel Region's outdoor smoking policy went into effect earlier this month. In Mississauga and Brampton, you cannot smoke on municipally owned property or in indoor areas where children play.